Lord, Hear Our Cry by Laurie Diamond Killings. Narrated by Cassandra Russell. Dedication. This book is for my daughter, who is one of the strongest individuals I know. I'm blessed because of her love and understanding. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Preface. This book evolved out of deep concern for the United States of America and our way of life. Ever-shifting values, poor relationships, injustice, and division have taken over this great land. There is a steady moral decline and a cultural demise. Workplaces have become fighting arenas, as if they were the streets of Chicago. Mass shootings in our schools, human trafficking, and police brutality are on the increase. Many seem to have little or no value for life. Where is our hope? This book examines the importance of praying for one another. It will unite us in prayer and thought to break the strongholds of sin in our nation. It includes several prayers and encourages us to take time to fervently pray for each other. At DescendantsInc.org, it is our responsibility to teach, guide, and love our fellow man. Throughout the day, we set aside time to pray for our nation and all who dwell in it. We invite you to be a part of our movement for change. Prayer changes things. We have decided our first step is to heal this nation at an appointed time. Please join us in our daily prayers and community outreach. Introduction. Do you want your city and schools to be safer? Do you want leaders of integrity? Would you like to see high values and morals return to our country? Prayer is the answer. Through prayer, the power of the Holy Spirit touches human hearts and produces lasting change. We hope as you pick up this book, you will earnestly seek God's intervention in our nation. May your life be blessed as you join us in fervent prayer. In this book, prayers are offered for several ills that plague our country. Each chapter has information on the larger problems that we hear about each day, issues that are embedded in our daily lives. We encourage you to set aside 2 to 3 minutes a day to pray for one of these subjects. Since our society is not religious, many children and adults don't have praying grandmothers to stand in the gap for them. Therefore, we ask you to be an interceder on their behalf. Instead of talking about neighborhood children, pray for them. When you see people struggling, pray for them. People all over this nation are confronting social woes. They are our problems. We can no longer turn a blind eye or straddle the fence. We must pray. We are our neighbor's keepers. Our prayers can stop many problems from occurring. By simply having daily, weekly, and monthly group meetings, or times devoted to prayer as individuals, we can heal our land. If you want to pray with a group or need prayer for your personal problems, visit our website at DescendantsInc.org. We encourage others to pray for you daily to help you get through your problems. Chapter 1, Prayer and the Importance of Prayer. What is prayer? This question has been asked and answered in many different ways. However, the definition is simple. Prayer is a conversation between man and God. It is talking, listening, and waiting in the presence of God. Prayer is also an act of worship that gives God glory and shows him our need for him. Having said that, we must also understand that prayer is not a ritual to be performed in a prescribed order. Rather, it is a lifestyle, an integral part of the way we live. Jesus set that example by the way he lived on the earth. Although he is the Son of God, he sought every opportunity to pray to the Father. For example, he prayed before raising Lazarus from the dead, John 11:41-42, 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke 22:39-46, 3 times on the cross, Luke 23:34, Matthew 27:46, and Luke 23:46. Jesus said these and other prayers at very significant times in his life to show us the importance and value of prayer. Prayer is fundamental to our Christian walk. If we desire challenge-free...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?